Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Facebook, I call it Sookbook, your big face. Either way, contact us, have your say and yarn up strong. And I also like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country, as welcome back, National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong. When you jump into it, man sitting in a deadly seat, I've got five beautiful sisters here with me. Murray just living it up. I'm going to catch up and have a yarn, open up the conversation with Sister Lydia Miller, Indigenous Women's Development and Leadership Program Director. And so we're talking about Deadly Women Workshops to be held in Cairns from August to November. And we'll start with Lydia. Very good morning, my sister. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm Kukuyalanji and Wanyi, yes. And I was born and raised in Cairns, went south, and then I've come back.
Saw the light and come home, eh?
I saw the light.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program, sister. Let's talk about Indigenous Women's Development and Leadership Program. You're the director. So what's that all about, and when did it start? How long have you been operating for?
Yes, we received money from Office for Women in 2021, and it's about being able to run a program which is a Certificate 1 entry point, and it's for workplace skills and also for tourism, Australian Indigenous culture. But it's recognising that not everybody gets the opportunity to go on from high school and study, you know. Life gets in the way.
Sure.
And it's a big commitment to either study for years or to do something like a Cert 3 or a Certificate 4, which is 18 to 24 months. So this is a space where people have come together for a very intensive workshop. We started in Cairns in August, and I'm sure all of the deadly women here can tell you about that. It
Fantastic.
Is about everything from job readiness to increasing your employment skills to developing a portfolio of skills. And we know in the north it's really important right now because workforce development, especially for First Nations, the fact that COVID has subsided, so now people want to look at employment, they want to develop micro businesses, they want to look at where they can start to forge career pathways and also network with people across so many different industries and sectors.
Sure, exactly. So you're open to any sectors, any industries for employment for these deadly sisters, yeah?
Yes, we've actually been on a number of excursions to various sectors, arts and culture, retail and business, as well as media and broadcasting. So we went and visited such places like Yumi Arts, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, the Cairns Regional Art Gallery, the Cairns Museum. We also had Lee Harris from Indigenous Studios talk about website development, setting yourself up on the online platforms. We've had guest speakers such as Marilyn Miller. And we've had Professor Henrietta Mari, and we've had Dr. Donna Odegaard, who is all of them inspiring.
Yeah.
So it really is to create this interaction, this big exposure, so that you don't know what you don't know. So once you realise there are so many different opportunities, it's like follow them up, start to chart what your path is for the future.
Fantastic. And look, it creates a platform as such, and I always said girls can do anything, you know. And when we look at employment, sometimes it's hard as black people, but then harder again when black women, we talk about that, you know. Let's talk about that ugly statement, racism, which is still strong and out there. And this is the 21st century. We need to stamp that out. And we need more black successes, and not only on the football field. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And women are at the forefront of their communities, and in the sense that those development of really vital infrastructure such as health, housing, Mum and Bub's program have been built in partnership with women.
Yes.
So the future we have now is how do we develop our economic development? How do we ensure that the areas that we develop have women in business? How do we have women as decision makers? And that's really important
Fantastic.
In terms of encouraging that and supporting it.
Too deadly. Thank you, Lydia. Let's talk to the girls. Ladies, grab the microphone arm and just bring it close to you so we can have a yarn and introduce yourselves. We'll start with you first, my sister.
Yes, I'm Samala Noble from Yarrabah, Kunganji. Yep.
Yep, thank you very much, Samala.
Sandra Scott from...
Sorry, I wish we could put the microphone on.
Yep.
I was mesmerised by your beauty. Murray, mucked up the shut up. Put that right button on there. Go again, sister, who are you?
Yeah, I'm Sandra Scott from... I live in on Jabbagai land. I'm connected to Bunjalung and Googiemuthi.
Okay, beautiful, yes.
I'm Rosemary Ambram. I'm Yidinji, Mamu and... Oh, another one.
Fruit salad. We've got connections everywhere. We joined the dots. That's what we do. Oh, fantastic. So you three ladies, yarn about this fantastic program, Indigenous Women's Development and Leadership Program Director. So let's start with you, Sister Rosanna.
No.
Samala. You got a Samala. Leah, where are you going? Samala, tell us about how you started, how long you've been in, and what do you think of the program, and are you feeling good about it?
Yes. So as soon as I heard about the program, put my name down, I think I was the first one that I...
Yeah, is that yeah, right? Yes. First cab off the rank? Shut up.
And just waited.
So you're an elder, you could say, for these other sisters.
Yes. Yep. I was, yeah, and very interested in it and something to do. I haven't done a bit of work in the last couple of years because I've got kids.
Yes.
Just upskilling, and that's what the course has...
Yes.
Provided me.
Hey, look, hats off to all you beautiful women. When we're talking about mothers, grandmothers, that's a degree for life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So hats off to you all, and that is the biggest job in the world. So here we are doing part-time study in regarding the business world. Yes. So more power to you. And over to you, my sister.
Yep. I found it on the CIAF.
CIAF, Cancer Disease Art Fair, yes.
Yes, saw it on Instagram. And thought, I love the title, Strong Women, and applied, to just do something different.
Sure,
and experience something different, meet some deadly women. And,
yes.
Yeah.
And that's empowerment as well when you've got like-minded people at the table with you, you know.
Yeah.
There's that support, so to speak, you know.
Yeah.
If you're looking at somebody, if she can do it, I can do it too, so to speak, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Together. Over to you, my sister, yes?
I just seen it in a poster in the middle of the street and I just registered that way for the course, and I found it uplifting for myself and other women to reach whatever they want to reach.
Sure. And you saw the poster on a window? Window shop, down in Babinda?
Yeah, down in Babinda.
Is that right? Okay. Yeah. And the course is here in Cairns.
Yes.
Is it not? Yep.
Yes.
So you would commute then for that course?
Yeah, well, me and my other sister there come together, yeah.
Right, yeah, beautiful. Yes, that's another way of sharing the workload, you know, sharing the drive. Were you all working before, ladies?
I was working for Life Without Barriers.
Life Without Barriers, okay, sure.
Just disability and aged care facility.
So you finished there?
I finished there. And
how long did you work there for?
A year and a half, and then finished there. Then I was like, what can I do now? And this came up.
Okay, this came up. What sort of work did you do, Life Without Barriers?
Just basically taking care of non-Indigenous people.
Okay.
In their homes and just basically taking shopping.
Oh, sure, okay, like a carer, so to speak.
Yeah, carer sort of thing.
Care work, yeah. Did you do anything? What did you do before this?
I haven't worked for about 4 years due to COVID as well as...
bloody disease, pandemic, honestly.
Yeah. I used to work for Noombai.
Oh, Noombai, okay, yes.
Yeah, a cleaner up there.
Big shout-out, Noombai.
Yes. And
they're an Indigenous organisation in Kuranda.
Yes, they are.
And what sort of work do they do?
Oh, they look after elders.
Yes.
A lot. They have the HAC centre that they take them out on outings and provide meals and...
Yep.
Yeah.
And you was a cleaner up there?
Yeah, I was.
And that
a
job's finished?
I finished up there and, just working out. I'm an artist as well.
Artist, okay.
And I started weaving with Rhonda Brim.
Okay, big shout out, Rhonda Brim.
Yep. Right. And she been at a job activity with her because we have job activities up there within the job network track. So, we've. Do weaving, and we've done CIAF twice, and we do workshops, for UMI Arts, and yeah, it's
and that's got to be soothing.
Yeah,
that's good for the soul, isn't it?
It is, and it's great meeting other women through that as well. And it's been very healing. A lot of women that have been through trauma and that have found it very healing.
Yep, fantastic. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And yourself, Samala?
Yes, I'm just been doing a bit of business from since school, then went different career, changed to childcare. Now, yeah, just. And now just trying to upskill and
good
my business again, yeah, getting back into the workplace.
Yeah, good.
Change. And the tourism, I like, because being outdoors, I really want to do that.
All right, and fantastic, okay. Could be, we could be having outside this conversation, the radio, because I've got a connection to tourism, so we're going to be yarn that way too, my sister. We were meant to meet. Yeah. We should have courage, faith, and lunch sometime together soon. So talking about this space here, upskilling, you're like, I always say that you don't have to be sick to get better.
Yeah.
Every day and every way we're getting better and better, you know. And go a mile, see a mile. So when you're working somewhere and you've done it for 5 years, then you know the job. Mm. But like anybody, when you start a new job, well, you don't know it.
Yes.
Because you only know what you know.
Yes.
But your mind's like a parachute. If it's not open, you're a cactus. So have an open mind for the learning. And Granddad always told me every person I meet in some way is superior to me. We are students for life. So learn that process, you know. So I'm feeling that you're embracing this fantastic program here to enhance and to better yourself. And always keep in mind, well, things don't change if things don't change. If you want changes in your life, ladies, you've got to make changes in your life. You know what I mean? And too many of us out there, black and white, male and females, we're pointing, we're blaming the government, blaming the boss man, blaming the policeman. When you're pointing, three fingers pointing back at you, you know, be careful for your own actions in life. And then to me, happiness and success, just a decision away. You decide to come here today. You decide to sign up with the program. You decide to turn up after you signed up with the program. You decide to come back. It's all decisions, you know. So you're making the right decisions, my sister. So fantastic. And where do you see yourself, you reckon, say, in 5 years' time, girls?
Hopefully I have a job by then.
Full-time job?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. How old are your kids?
One is seven and a boy and two-year-old girl.
Okay, right out. Yep. Yourself?
In business.
In business, having your own business.
Yeah.
There you go. So we're not talking about J-O-B, we're talking business.
Business, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I prefer to work for myself.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Control there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's too deadly. I always say, I'm not a businessman, I'm a business man. And that's like you go, business woman. More power to you. That's fantastic. I told me, when you see yourself in 3-5 years' time, and we're talking about, oh, yeah, job, not running a business, being a boss, and people work for you. That's deadly.
Just myself, yeah, just running a business.
Run a business as well, yes?
Yeah.
Do we got any idea what business?
Conservation, but us, our way.
Okay. On country?
Yeah, on country.
Yeah, beautiful, our way, yep.
Yeah.
Well, we are professors in that field, aren't we? 60,000 years.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah.
A scientist, a professor, still doing, that's right. A scientist, a professor, will be doing probably 9 years studying university. Well, which way? 60,000 years passed on.
Yep.
You know, of all fields, all industries.
Yes.
So that in itself should empower you, my sisters.
Yeah
exactly. All right, too deadly. And of course we're going to catch up and have a yarn with other workers, so we'll let them jump into the seats. We'll bring Lydia back into this conversation. Lydia, so with yourself, sister, in regards to this coming about, have you got a team of people with you? Is there board of directors? How did the Indigenous Women's Development and Leadership Program start as such?
Sure. It's run by the Reef and Rainforest Research Centre. Mm. So they do a lot of activity within communities in relation to ranger programs, crown of thorns, water testing, et cetera, and they work with a lot of traditional owners.
Sure.
So
they auspices, do they?
They do.
Okay.
And I work for them as a contractor. And in the sense that it was really identified that women's development and leadership is
Well, you would have brought that concept to the table. Well, being a woman, a black woman at that.
Well, I've brought kind of a cultural sensibility to the table.
Yeah, beautiful.
And I think one of the things we've explored, which people have really thought about, what is it to be a deadly woman? Mm. What is it about women that is a real strength? And people have said empowerment's important, family is important, kin is important, language is important. And all of these things that are occurring in community are about saying, I think I can do this in my community to really strengthen each other, but also it's a form of empowerment for me. And I'm sure your next ladies are going to kind of talk about that as well.
Yeah, too, Deli, beautiful. Thank you, Lydia. So we'll go to the sisters here. Introduce yourselves. A very good morning. How are you, girls?
Good.
Good, good. We'll start with you, my dear.
I am Sky. My mob is Gungangi and also Torres Strait connections to Purama and Thursday Island.
Sky, thank you very much. Yes.
I'm Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
From Babinda.
Babinda, yes.
Yeah.
My sister to...
Yeah, her.
Thank you. Hey, Sharon just pointed her in the corner there. Yeah. With the Murray shirt on. Always was, always will be. That's your sister.
God.
Are you the older sister or the younger sister?
No, we're cousins.
Your cousins. Thank you, thank you. You older?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So you can just say her because she's younger than you. She got to respect the elders.
Not really.
Not really? That's a long walk home. Who drove today? Yeah, that's right, exactly.
Don't even go there.
Yeah, don't even go. No, let's go there.
Madanji from Babinda. And and I work for Wanyamaje Corporation in Babinda.
Okay, and what do you guys do there?
We do a lot of things. We work with Great Barrier Reef Foundation and RRRC. And found out about the course and that through Sheridan Morris and that because she comes into the office all the time.
Sure.
And that's how Rosie found out because it was posted on the window.
Ah, there it is. That's the window you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for her to say on our window, but
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Him talking in the background there. Yeah, no, not microphone there, but she put her 2 cents in. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, but I wasn't gonna do the course and that because.
Are you still working?
Yeah, full time.
So you're still working, and then you're doing this course.
Yeah.
Over and above that.
Yeah, okay. And I didn't want to. Do this until people asked me to do it, and I was the last. Somala was the first to apply, and I was
Somala's
the last one to apply.
Okay.
Yeah, and she and Lydia had my name down on paper.
You were committed. They pushed you,
but I didn't say yes.
You were no. They pushed you. And here you are, big noting yourself on radio.
But I'm glad that I joined the course because I met these women I'm all good.
Good, fantastic.
Yeah.
Sky, with yourself, are you working at the moment?
No, I am making the transition from university to workforce.
Okay.
Yeah.
So university, what did you study?
I was doing Bachelor of Business.
Oh, there you go. A foot in the door then.
You're
head of the game then. Deadly. All right, fantastic. So how long does the course go for, girls?
3 weeks.
3 weeks? Yeah. And do we get a certificate out of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Graduation.
Graduation, yeah. And then we have communication with different businesses and government organisations from all different industries for possibility of employment, career pathway.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan of attack. All right, good, good. When you say 3 weeks, that's not 3 weeks full time then, because you're working.
Fortnight. Yeah, and this is the last week.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Today's our last day, and it's going to be sad.
You're going to be sad. There you go. Yeah. But all smiling when you all got the job, got the money coming in. So, which way, can you say yes to this program and promote this program, and also urge or speak highly for other sisters to come join this program?
Yeah, because we're Indigenous black women, but we're from different communities and that. And what I learned about everyone here is we're different, but we're the same.
Of course, exactly. Yeah, so, song I keep singing, girls can do anything, but we, like I said, need more opportunities out there. And there are opportunities out there, you know. We as black people, we face racism. You as black women face racism being females, if not being black, you know. So, but success is the best revenge, you know, and this is a starting point. So get excited, grab the bulls by both horns, so to speak, you know. And my attitude, if you're talking about me, then leaving somebody else alone, you know. But we need to rise to that. And so more power to you. And the fantastic decision that you made in doing the course and now coming to an end and you're excited about it and you can promote it, you know. This is another chapter of your life in regard to the job world or the business world. You sisters want to be in business. So more power to you. And thank you very much for the yarn and congratulations.
Thank you.
Big shout out. So that's to Deadly. So we're going to get some photos done as well for you, Deadly Mob, out there on the radio. Listen to the wireless. You can check out our webpage. Don't forget that, BBM987FM. And you see all the shots and see how beautiful these sisters are and how fired up they are regarding the job opportunities lay before them and the business opportunity as well. Them two want to be in business. Too Deadly. Shut up. We'd be working for them, I reckon. But anyway, all good. And look, beginning's half done. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and a very big shout out to Lydia Miller. Thank you very much, my sister, in bringing these sisters to the program here and having a yarn. And we have a good relationship now. We'll continue doing this sort of stuff and promoting this space. That's what's so very important. And like I said, we need more black successes. They said, whatever business you get into, marketing is it. You know, don't care what business you're talking about. So here we are on radio and we're marketing this fantastic program, for example, Indigenous Women's Development and Leadership Program. So marketing is it. If McDonald's stop telling us that it's Mac time, then we start to think the burger's better Hungry Jack's. Do you know what I mean? So marketing is it, you know. And there was a story about a fellow who lived in Sydney in the outskirts and suburbs. This was about 20, 30-odd years ago, and he had the hairdressing salon, you know. For years there, and everybody knew him. I think hair's overrated, but anyway. He had this business for years, and he operated, and everybody knew him, first-name basis. Well, anyway, this young fella come along, and he opened up his hairdressing salon across the road, and he put out that sign there, $10 haircuts. So the old fella put out his sign next day, we fixed $10 haircuts. So that's marketing, and that's what it's all about. So more power to these Deadly sisters. Go a mile, see a mile. It's a step-by-step process. Beginning's half done, and we are students for life, as I mentioned. But take on board the learning, and then you carry that with you into your next chapter of your life. But we are students for life, so always remember that. And it's about a team effort, and we need more black successes, women at that. All right, too Deadly. But stay tuned. Your Mob Deadly program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. With the ball you want, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS. National News Radio Service, have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
When the western skies ablaze and the sun lays down to rest, when the curlew starts to cry and the birds fly home to roost, when the full moon begins to rise, satin moonbeams on face, beauty of the night goes far beyond both time and place. No one's lost who finds the moon or the sweetness of the water's bloom. Rebirth with the rain in spring, dingoes howl on the autumn. Spirit of the moon, he calls me home. Home. tranquil billabong. Walking on the shadowed leaves that are reflected by the moon, to the rocks and hills and caves where the dingo's pups are born. No one's lost who finds the moon or the sweetness of the wattle's bloom. Rebirth with the rain in spring, dingoes howl in the autumn wind. Spirit of the moon, he calls me home. Oh, spirit of the moon, he guides me. Stars are blazing across the sky in the brilliance of the Milky Way. I'm surrounded by the beauty of every night and every day. Walking towards that morning moonset, crests of moonlight on my skin. Knowing that freedom of not caring why I'm going or where I've been. No one's lost who finds the moon or the sweetness of the wattle's bloom. Rebirth with the rain in spring.
The sun goes down on my side of town. Lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a run down the bar, across the railroad tracks, at a table for two, away in the back, where I see you. Almost every night beneath the lights of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to watch your broken dreams dancing and out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this snow-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied. Tell them my poor heart, she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, and if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely to rest your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon moon. The jukebox plays on, drink by drink, and the words of every sad song seem to say what I think. And this hurt inside of me ain't never gonna end. Oh, oh, but I'll be alright
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
I'd like to thank Uncle Archie and my sisters, Titters, Dan Salt and Kev Carmody, paving the way for me and many. The stand-up tall, young, black and deadly, I'm proud and ready. I'm the black prince to many, like Michael Long kicking goals on that telly. Yup, change that day, I'll change your mind, boy. Perspective, your way of life, you may deny. I promise if we get this right, we'll be living in our day where our days are fine. But it makes me sad that we can't understand all this pain from stealing the land. And I'm a proud Aboriginal man. That's why I got that flag tattooed on my hand. Cause we're the oldest in civilization, yet we're the coldest in a hypocritical nation. So I'm waiting for the day that you're proud. All my people not mistaken as patience on a race it and never answer minimal information.
A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man, na 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 na.
Floating down this river and looked out the side, and I saw all this land get took. And yeah, I'm sick of all these white fellas thinking that they know better when they knew never. Yeah, and man, I stand up for what I believe. That's the answer. Question time. Freedom of speech with a plan, but that's why I stand pants down with my hands up, bruh. I get asked about 3 times a week if I'm Aboriginal, but see, don't matter what the colour of your skin, where you've been, brother, written in my blood, black history, brother. And I can feel it, man, the energy, the synergy, you mimic me, deep down the truth is you're sick of me. Napalina, Kuparuna, Niara, I'm from a Tulumpanga, Larapuna, yeah, Luchuwita, love for Larrakia and NT, Noongars West, Curries, Murrays, all that love for all the Ghana mob in SA, they understand what I say, cause I feel like
taking all of bow my knee as we're walking out the door, and they're leaving all of their loving, and she's telling him to let go. You can see it in the writing as we read it on your wall. She's a devil in disguise, and I'm a pawn to a lust, pawn to a love, cause. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man, my man, na 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 na. A black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan, a black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, stand up tall when you're singing, cause you're singing for me, my man. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, black swan. Black swan, black swan, black swan.
From the palm of our mother's hands. Ucham yin an ba ding Allah. Gari gari galing Allah. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. Najin bumba. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. Gadan gadan gari gari. It is our dignity, it is our identity, and
of our people. They were taken away from their homeland. They were forced to be removed by the color of their skin. We are the stolen generation. Booty booty dandy dandy gada. Wow, wow, gadi gadi.
Mucha, mucha, gadi gadi gada. Bulba.
Mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
You are about to receive a phone call from a prisoner at the Casuarina prison. Your conversation will be recorded.
Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Don't think now that I'm locked up that you're going to silence me.
People got opinions, but they don't want to help. So they just put it on their statuses and think of themselves. Well, I'ma let my heart pour and I tell it how it is. I'ma do it for my people, I'ma do it for my kids. I don't want them going through the same things that I did. I just want their future to be brighter and be a freedom fighter. And all my people to be equal when we light the fire. And sit around black and white, not be divided. United we stand, divided we fall. Until black lives matter, don't you ever say yo. 400 deaths in custody and not one conviction. They try to say sorry, but that shit's not gonna fix it. The thing that needs fixing is this fucked up system. We're jumping up and down, but there's no one there to listen. If no one's gonna listen, then we'll take it to the streets. Always was, always will be.
Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal land.
Still oppressed to the fullest extent. This suggests the most cruelest intent. If you choose to express or vent, you're met with hostility, a bullet to the head, and that's death. Cease to exist, left deep in the ditch. This is evil as shit, but people are sick of these evilest pricks playing politics with our life. We are the kings and the queens of our country. You can't tell me that my mama didn't love me. They still stealing kids. DCP, man, it's real as shit. They're so in all condition that it feels legit. They take away tradition and they fill it with religious shit that tricks the kids to think it's legit. I'm just saying they got all our people praying while our ancestors laying in a ditch.
Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Aboriginal land. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be. Always was, always will be.
Yeah, Too Deadly. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yarn Up Truly with Bully One, your host. That's who I am. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns in your dingy country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Stephen Van Leeuwen, BHB Curtin Indigenous Professor in Biodiversity and Environmental Science, and talking about how he relished his life exploring Muruja. Now is leading efforts to protect its rock art. On the line, Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kaya. I'm pretty good, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. My brother, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
My mob are Wardandi, which is southwest of Western Australia, southern sea country people from the Busselton, Margaret River, Augusta area.
All right, fantastic. A beautiful footprint. Thank you very much. So we're talking about how you relished your life exploring Murujuga, is that right?
Murujuga.
Murujuga, thank you very much, brother. Murujuga and leading the effort to protect its rock art. So tell us about this passion of yours, but looking after First Nation people with their art and with their culture, brother.
Yeah, so by training, trade, I'm a botanical ecologist, and early in my career, I went up to the Pilbara, where I spent 20 years working for the Biodiversity Conservation and Attractions Agency, looking after national parks and plants and animals. And in that, living in Karratha, Murujuga, the Burrup Peninsula, was your playground on the weekend to go fishing or go out on the beaches or even go four-wheel driving. But it's also, a fantastic place culturally, very significant with over a million pieces of rock art. And through my training, my heritage, I became very interested in that rock art and managing that rock art and also the biodiversity values on that peninsula, which are really special. It's a bit of the Kimberley that's located down in the Pilbara, but because it's in the Pilbara, it's a lot drier, and so it looks different, but there are lots of special plants and animals there that are intermixed and living with this huge rock art galleries.
And protecting the rock art is a passion that became of yours. So, so very important when you look at the destruction of our culture, of our art, of our precious sites. It needs to be stopped and protected, yes.
Yeah, it sure does. Look, because of my knowledge of the peninsula and the Pilbara, I had a lot to do in the early days with the assessment of various projects up there. When I came back to Perth and got an appointment at Curtin University, the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation and one of the state government departments, the Department of Water and Environmental Regulation, both approached me independently and asked me if I would like to be the chair of the stakeholder reference group that are overseeing the work being done by, coincidentally, Curtin University and a company called Calibre, who have the contract until 2025 to look at the rock art and monitor the petroglyphs, the rock art, to see if there is any impact from industry, mostly the petrochemical industries, but also iron ore and salt on that rock art.
And so so you were approached to be to chair that, and you jumped at the opportunity.
Oh, very much so.
Yes.
It's a way for me to give back to Pilbara mobs who looked after me so well, and my my family for 20 years when we lived in the Pilbara. We had great while it's not my country, I had great relationships with mob working in the national parks, because those national parks are on their country. Great association with people like Michael Woodley and Maitland Parker, who have a lot, it's their country.
Yes.
They made me welcome, just as Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation have made me very welcome and asked me to lead or be at the chair of the group who are overseeing the science that is being done to monitor the rock art and to determine whether there are any negative impacts or any impacts, whether they be negative or positive, doesn't really matter, whether they're impacts to the rock art and how long that rock art may persist.
Exactly.
It's critically important, because that rock art is the foundation for why Murujuga will hopefully become Australia's next World Heritage listed location.
Yes.
And it'll be only the second location that is listed because of its cultural values after Bunjibins in South Victoria.
Well, I think you will agree, Stephen, there'd be thousands more protected areas that should be in that so-called category. So with the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, there's, of course, rangers on board. There's employment for the mob there, traditional owners. Is that the case?
Yeah, very much so. The program includes funding both from industry and Curtin University to train the rangers who are working there to become the technicians who monitor the rock art. And that training program at the moment is, the establishment of that is will run till 2025. And then after that, the scientists won't be the people doing it in the field. It'll be the rangers.
Yes.
And the rangers will send that information, the data they collect, to the scientists sitting at Curtin University. My plan is by the end of the next funding cycle, perhaps 2030, some of those scientists will be Murujuga.
Well, exactly. Well, the rangers, the TOs, are the scientists, are they not? They're the professors.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, they'll be the ones running mass spectrometers and scanning electron microscopes at universities rather than white fellas doing that. And training up people to, replace the work that I'm doing when I decide to become a grey nomad and go and camp back on my country.
Exactly. Are you finding that the scientists, non-Indigenous scientists, are open-minded and passionate for the learning of the First Nation people who are the true scientists? Yes?
Yes. And if they weren't, they probably wouldn't be on the project.
Exactly. Exactly.
The researchers are learning to do the research that the research user, in this case, the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, want and need, so they can continue the ongoing stewardship of their country that they've practiced for, 65,000 years.
Yeah, beautiful. Look, a very successful story. Thank you very much for sharing, my friend Stephen. All the best to you. Big shout out there to Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, the Rangers, and all the TOs. And I think it's a fantastic platform as such. And all the best, and let's protect our culture. All the best. Thank you for the yarn, my brother.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Adela Yande, Stephen Van Leeuwen, his name is, BHB Curtin Indigenous Professor in Biodiversity and Environmental Science, and talk about how he relished his life to exploring Murujuga, and now he leads efforts to protect its rock art and works closely with the traditional owners there and the Murujuga Aboriginal Corporation, kicking goals in more ways than one. Have your say, yarn up stronger. About 5 minutes left on the program. National Talk Black, 1-